Title: NLRB releases advice memorandum affirming misclassification constitutes unfair labor practice. Content: At the end of August, the National Labor Relations Board released an advice memorandum, originally drafted in December 2015, concluding that a group of drivers who worked for a drayage company called Pacific Nine Transportation were misclassified as independent contractors and that this misclassification constituted a violation of the National Labor Relations Act. This advice memorandum comes on the heels of a handful of board decisions, which have reached similar conclusions following the board's new and expansive definition of who constitutes a statutory employee under the Act, in FedEx Home Delivery and Teamsters, Local 671. 361 NLRB No. 55, 2014. The protections of the National Labor Relations Act only apply to individuals who are defined as statutory employees pursuant to Section 2, 3 of the Act. According to this section, independent contractors are expressly excluded from this definition. In September 2014, the board departed from long-standing precedent and concluded that a group of approximately 20 drivers who worked out of a FedEx home delivery terminal in Connecticut constituted statutory employees under the Act. In reaching this conclusion, the board examined a number of the traditional common law agency factors typically analyzed: extent of control exercised by employer over daily work, skill required to perform the particular work, method of payment, entrepreneurial opportunity available to the individual, etc. However, the board also stridently re-examined its approach to independent contractor cases by affirming that an alleged independent contractor must have actual entrepreneurial opportunity in order to use this factor as indicia of the individual's independent contractor status. Based primarily upon the entrepreneurial opportunity factor, the board concluded that the drivers at issue in FedEx were employees, rather than independent contractors, and ordered FedEx to collectively bargain with a union regarding the drivers' working conditions. Since its decision in FedEx, the board has taken its analysis in FedEx one step further and issued a handful of decisions in which it has concluded that an employer's act of misclassifying employees as independent contractors constitutes an unfair labor practice under the Act. See Sisters Camelot, 363 NLRB No. 13, September 25, 2015, Greenfleet Sys, LLC and International BHD, of Teamsters, Port DIV, NLRB DIV of Judges April 9, 2015, AAA Transp, / Yellow Cab Employer and Tucson Hacks Association Petitioner, 28 RC 106979, DCNET June 29, 2016. The board's recent publishing of the Pacific Nine Transportation Advice Memorandum, however, underscores that the board may be re-examining this issue on a national level. In the advice memorandum, Associate General Counsel of the board's Division of Advice provided guidance to the Regional Director of Board Region 21 recommending the region issue a Section 8(a)(1) complaint alleging that the employer's misclassification of its drivers as independent contractors interfered with and restrained driver employees in the exercise of their Section 7 rights. Pacific Nine Transportation, the employer at issue, used a fleet of about 160 trucks, 180 truck drivers, to transport containers to and from ports, rail locations, and customer warehouses. Although Pacific Nine required the drivers to execute a lease and transportation agreement in which they were expressly identified as independent contractors, the board concluded that other relevant factors, including the factors clarified in the board's prior decision in FedEx, showed that the drivers' day-to-day operations differed from the terms outlined in the agreement. For example, the board concluded, the employer maintains extensive control over the drivers' schedules through its dispatchers, who determine the drivers' schedules and hours of work. Dispatchers contact the drivers with their assignments. Drivers are assigned a single load at a time and are not permitted to exchange loads or request specific loads from the dispatchers. Drivers who decline loads are likely to be passed over for additional work in the immediate future. Over 90% of the employer's drivers rent their vehicles from the employer. When drivers begin working for the employer, they are issued handbooks setting forth the employer's expectations on driver job performance and trained on how to prepare a